Blessed hearts, there is divine intelligence within the Mother Light that you may access from the very heart of the Divine One, exemplified within that feminine aspect of God that is all-encompassing in its love and its radiance. In its self-transformational power to hold you inviolate in light and to see you through to the onset of a new day of blessedness, of grace within your solar reality. Truly, dearest ones, you are the Mother Light where you are, even now, if you will accept the state of grace within your heart. The sacred within your soul, the beatified, the radiant, the noble and divine within your greater beingness that is your spirit. And this aspect of who you truly are is that which I would fan, even as I model for you in this hour the flame of purity and oneness. On behalf of the Lord, and on behalf of all the mothers divine who come and will alight here within your world and conference, blessed ones, whether you have been a mother or not in this life, all of you, in one incarnation or another, have moved through this experience of giving birth to life itself in the form of a being so beloved of God, a tiny child, fresh from heaven. And in that moment when that amazing, miraculous one emerged from your womb, you experienced truly what it is to be a co-creator with God. As you draw forth from this experience, and allow the same feeling, the same divine essence to be yours each day in some way, through your creative projects, through your givingness, through shining forth that who you truly are to the world. You, dearest ones, whether in male or female body, this time around, our mothering life, our exemplifying that which we simply continue to do in a higher vibratory rate and relationship in etheric planes of being and the heaven worlds of pure joy. Yes, we know that at times motherhood is challenging when you see your child going in ways which you would not desire for that one to experience. And yet even this is part of the process of being one who understands the creative impulses of the soul who has born from within you something of God in its own right and his or her own particular individualized manifestation of the God flame. And so you learn to let go and let God be within that one, and maybe even learn something yourself from that being whom you have allowed the universe to deliver to this world through you. Gracious ones, the sensitivity of mothers everywhere is a grace of God. This sensitivity is born of pure consciousness. And when you are truly conscious and aware, then all that you do is suffused with the beingness and the radiance of the pure state of holiness, whereby you allow the creation itself that you have facilitated to fulfill its purpose. You will learn from us during this class keys for your own ongoing initiatic path of light. You will discern by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit truths which are even yet emerging from within you as you are attuned to spirit, as you are aligned with that heart stream that flows from the very altar of the one God. In every moment you can access this grace of beingness. And in moments of true connectedness with your presence, heaven fully shines forth and radiates that effulgent stream through your heart, your auric field, your conscious awareness. Where you are, God is. Understand this and all of its components and dynamics, beloved ones. Simply living each day and saying again and again throughout the day, where I am, God is. Where God is, I am. brings your I Am presence closer within the now to your heart, so that you may emanate only love, harmony, joy, and peace. Where I am, God is, for many may be a portal through which they finally feel empowered by the Spirit to fulfill their raison d'être, you see. For in this time of Earth's history, many, having been disconnected from their source, do not feel God's light and presence within their heart. You are here as a reconnector for many blessed ones. And first you must be reconnected to God. And we, the Divine Mothers, will assist you in any way that we can, by cosmic law and by the grace of God. When I provided the earth with an understanding of the inner cathedral of the heart, as Teresa of Avila, it was so that the soul could feel her oneness within that temple of light with the eternal, and never again feel separated from all that is good and radiant, blessed and beautiful. As you study the words of the great masters of East and West, and especially in this hour, the Master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, learn the truths behind the words that may be ingested, assimilated, and become. Feel the power of presence within that which the Master has first modeled and then shared within his conscious life. From the sun source of his being, which he truly knew with an integrity that few so-called spiritual teachers actually realize. If you would be who you are, please do not dance around all that is of your true essence, never fully penetrating to the core of being. Find yourself in moments of cosmic expectancy whereby the Spirit is who you are, self-realized. Some of you are moving into interesting times as we behold them within the framework of your evolutionary path. There are many possibilities, dearest ones, for greater ingestion of light within your worlds. How may you access more divine radiance? How may you feel the power of spirit flowing through you energetically throughout each day in a greater way? Many of you have asked yourselves this question, for at times you feel a deep connection, and then somehow through the exigencies of the hour, the burdens of life, the cares of your vocation and work, and the problems which seem to embroil you in all manner of issues, and didactic equations which somehow move you away from the field that you would like to remain within, are attempting to understand how God may live through you 24/7, may emanate through you each day. We, the mothers, will assist any who desire to live in this state of beingness always, as much as is possible in your domain, blessed ones. You see, all of the great saints have at times struggled with this equation, and many of us have learned keys which, if you simply would be still more often, would meditate in silence and remain tethered to your presence, could also learn and master this science, this art of beingness. Smile more often, for in your willingness to be joyous and carefree in the way that the divine man-child is, you too will make greater progress and transcend all sense of your former limitations and the last vestiges of a sense of separation from your God, from within. Be at peace with who you are. Don't rail against the future, the past. Be present now in love with yourself, with your divine self, with God, and with every part of life. When you attempt somehow to avert the inevitable of your divine oneness, heaven sighs, the angels retreat, and this is not what you truly desire. Emerge from the sleep of the ages, and in an awakened state of true divine gnosis, refresh yourself in the sun presence of joy, and dance and fly and sing and pray with the angels and the spirits most holy, O precious ones, O divine mothers incarnate at this hour, of Earths, giving birth to a new age of compassion and peace. I am Lady Christine. I see you as crystalline and pristine in all of your God glory, as the river of life flows through you, as the stream of God beingness is yours to enjoy in love with all life. I thank you.